Yeah, hello.
Hey, trying to reach John Russo.
Yeah, what can I help you with?
Hey, Mr. Russo, this is Jerome Pratt. I'm with CVA. You had spoken with a few individuals from here. One of our associates, Sid, just a little bit ago, and then also Forrest, the owner.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I am just, of course, reaching out to speak about 2304 Warren, but more or less, really just speak about how we can figure out something to better your situation here with the house. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, your boy won't come up with some programs. What kind of bullshit is he talking about?
So, not necessarily any BS. What he's talking about is the fact that we do three different things. One of those things is where we're able to purchase the home, for cash, give you that money in hand at closing. The other route is to, list the property where we can list it to our market of investors so that way, you can sell the home as is and don't have to worry about fixing it up and doing realtors and stagings and all that stuff. You could just sell it as is. And then the other way is for us to pretty much list it under a closed market. So, you know how I said we have a book of investors that are always looking for properties. So
Yeah,
we would
always
list
looking
it.
to buy a 30 cent less than what it was. I thought y'all were called something else. Y'all done changed your name now?
No. That's not a company name. That's just like he was talking about one of the programs that we do. And our business name has not changed because of that. But in general, it is one of the options. So really, I'm just talking about options with you.
You haven't said anything fucking concrete at all. I can sit here and tell you all about talk concrete, buddy. I don't have
Okay.
time for bullshit, okay?
You're good. You're
Sure, I
good.
can call a fucking realtor and they can list it for their own for people like you to buy, and probably get more, and wouldn't have to go through no. We have programs. No. That's just the way it is. I'm
Got you.
not
No,
gonna
I'm with
fucking
you.
be out in the street under a bridge with money in my hand and nowhere to fucking go.
I completely understand. I do remember, Forrest updated me on the conversation you had with him. Do you remember talking to him at all?
Sure.
So, I'm well aware of your situation, and I'm gonna be as straight up as possible, throughout this entire process. I know you want, a solution to your problems, and I really want to come up with one that helps it with no BS involved. And I'm gonna be as straight up as possible with you, and I just expect that back. But one thing about it is, it takes us going through the motions to figure out what is best for you. You know what I'm saying? I can just throw a solution at you, but then you'd be in the
You're
street, like
still
you
beating
said.
around the bush, man.
No. I'm just trying to explain to you that I'm
Yeah,
really
the
just
other
trying to.
Zach sent me a contract for $120,000, and it was Covina something Homes. Is that the name of y'all's place?
No, it is not. It is not. We are CVA. Not Covina.
Well, he sent me something. I thought it's what it said.
Got you. I can understand that he sent that 120. What was your issue with taking that, if you can just recall?
Because what I can recall is you can give me 420 if I don't have anywhere to fucking go. What part of that do you not understand?
I do understand it, and I just wanted to reiterate that that's what it is. So when it comes to having no place to go, had you thought at all any of your options in the past couple of weeks?
I've been thinking about these options for about the last 10 fucking years.
Okay. Got you. Got you. And what are your findings from that? What do you
If I had
see?
findings, I wouldn't be discussing them with you, and I'd already fucking made them. Okay? All you want to do is sign some papers, flippity-flip, flippity-flop, then fuck you, goodbye, you're out. I'm tired of people trying to blow smoke up my ass.
Mr. Russo, I agree, and I really
Now,
do
you don't agree
truly.
because you're not the one in the goddamn pinch. Anybody can sit here and act like you give a fuck. Forrest, yeah, McGahee, yeah,
Mr. Russo.
I don't see the fucking document. There's a document, yeah.
Mr. Russo.
And he's not even there anymore. Zach, yeah, because he left. I don't even know where the document is.
I'm just meeting you, Mr. Russo, and I hope I haven't done anything to offend
you. Oh, man, don't try to. Look, here's the deal. I told 15 other motherfuckers, you find me a place to go that I can deal with, and we can go. And he, well, we got a team of people, da 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 da, that'll help you with this and help you with that. All bullshit. And your other boy will talk about some programs. You ain't told me nothing that any other real estate person can come up with. Y'all just looking to pick up property as cheaply as possible. I can list it with a fucking realtor and let them take their little money and fucking and sleep with good conscience knowing it's an up and up deal.
Where would you like to go, Mr. Russo?
That's not the point. I want to go somewhere that's safe and reasonable where I can fucking live.
Okay, safe and reasonable. I'm looking up some options for you now. I'm really
yeah,
not
see,
trying
I'm
to
disabled and on a fixed income, okay?
I hear you, and I want you to – I'm trying to speak, you know, I want you to level with me. I really do
– I don't have to – look, I don't know how many motherfuckers I've talked this over with. Five or six from y'all's little fucking place, and all
you
these
have,
other,
you
and
have,
everybody
you
wants
have.
To. Everybody, if I was in a position, I would say, oh, you know what, and we can close in as little as 30 days, and get Sure, then you can make you, he can flip it, make you a little money, and I'm out on the fucking street with my finger up my ass with a half a dollar in my pocket, and then in 2 years I'm on the street.
I really would like to help your situation, but I would just need you to. To just help me answer some of the questions that I have so I can try and find you some options. I'm on Google right now, and I'm willing to work this out with you for the next few minutes and to really help, but I just need I just need you with me in this process. I want you to...
Dude, I have explained my process to the other dude and the other dude, and whatever document he sent me, it's no longer on here anymore. And whatever.
You have. And I don't want you to go through all of this 18 more times yelling about what you need, because I want to try to be the person to give you what you need. But I just need you to work with me in that, not to get your house and to flip it and make whatever coins we're trying to make. I do care about your situation because of that.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's wrong. Society has done a lot of people wrong, and I really agree with that. And though, you know, we are a home buying company, I'm a person before anything, and I really do want to look up.
And I don't see the document that y'all sent me before anyway.
I'm not asking for a document, sir. I'm really just, you said a nice.
Well, the document got sent to me before. I was trying to get the name of it, because it was Covina or some shit.
Got you. And regardless of that, I'm just trying to dial it
back.
What's
that, the document that he sent me?
I'm not worried about a document. I'm just trying to dial it back.
No, first of all, if you're flip-flopping, changing names, then what kind of crazy shit is that?
Well, I'm not changing names because we aren't Covina Homes, sir.
Well, I thought that's what, what's his name, Zach sent me.
Sir, we're really just trying to.
Look, dude, you're going to look on there and you're going to find this nice, beautiful apartment somewhere for $750 a month and then say, yeah, and then we'll help you move and all this, this, that, and the third. Okay, wonderful.
Can you tell me what the issue is with that? I just want to know from you.
Because I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I don't know how I'm getting there. You could offer me 500 fucking thousand. If I don't know where I'm going or how I'm getting there, that's what the issue is, dude. I'm pissing on myself. I got one fucking eye. I'm fucking disabled, and I'm right for the picking for motherfuckers to get picked off and get fucked in the ass some more. And I'm tired of being the fucky. I want to be the fucker.
Okay? All right, so let's get you to be that, and how we can
get me
that.
To be what? After I sign and give away every little thing I got to get a little $15,000 profit or $10,000 profit, And where the fuck am I going to end up? And where am I going to be in 3 years? Anybody going to be there to hold my hand and help me then once I sign papers and I'm gone?
Where would you like to be?
It's not a matter of where I'd like to go. I'd like to have a job and be working and doing what you're doing, but it's not what I like to do. I'm old, I'm disabled, I'm caught in the court system and the mental health system, and I'm trying to get a government apartment, waiting on that. And then I'm going to have to pay full price for fucking that at a reduced rate. It's just too much fucking bullshit.
I agree.
Yeah, well, you're not the one going through it.
Sir, it sounds like anything I say...
You can agree with me all day long until you come up with some concrete... after this, yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. Like I say, Zach was trying
to
contact
to
me
for
$120,000. That's nice. Yeah. That covers your end and the price. Wonderful.
Sir, I don't want you to be upset by any and everything that I say because I'm trying to work out a solution, and I know
okay,
I'm not
well,
the one.
Okay,
well,
let's work out a solution,
wait,
dude. I'm listening. You have programs and solutions. I'm listening.
Okay. Before we even talk about programs and solutions, you were just talking about what am I going to do, and then when I asked you what would you like to do, it was
I just told you what your other cohort did. He sent me a little fast and easy, quick contract. Bing, 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 bing. And once you sign it, then I'll get my team of people that will help you. No, I said no. You find me something, then we'll talk signing contracts.
Sir, I'm not even talking about an agreement at this
okay,
point.
Well, let's, well, okay.
I'm talking about what you would like. I'm trying to give you what you want, but you're not letting me. I'm trying to be there and give you what you would like, but it doesn't sound like you're really letting
me. Okay, that's what I'd like.
So I have to ask you some questions to narrow down what you would like in order to get there. And in order for me to get there, you have to just... dial it back just a little bit so that way I can get the information that I would need to help you.
You know how many people at their place I've told the information to? Do y'all record that shit?
Sir, I do recall, but we never got to details.
Okay, well, let's get all nice and slow and talk this through, okay? Go ahead. Ask your questions.
You said a nice area. Which area would you prefer to be in the next 3 years?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's no problem. And then also, what do you want for yourself? You said yourself you don't want to end up just in this situation again or in another apartment in 2 or 3 years from now need
another apartment. I'm in a house. I'm not going to another apartment.
I apologize.
Here you go.
Into a home or you're not in an apartment right now. I apologize for that. But in 3 years, where would you not like?
I'll probably be dead in 3 years, okay?
So I hope not, but I really think that are you in a place, because I know you said, you know, you're not in the best of physical shape. Are you in a space where you need some more medical help throughout the day and attention?
Sure, I need to go into a fucking group home, and then they can take all the fucking money like they did from my mom, and that's how I ended up buying this motherfucker, being strapped with it by myself.
Got you. So I know you don't want to go into a group home. I wouldn't even want you to do things you don't want to do. There are other options than a group home, possibly even, and I'm just throwing this out here. I don't want you to go into a rage by what I'm about to say, but have you thought about like even just retirement homes or even like a assisted living to help with your day-to-day activities?
That's the same as a group home and a retirement home. Then they take all your fucking money. Yeah.
So my question is, would it allow you to stress less about your day-to-day where, like, you know, food, this, that, and the third is coming from, how to get around, necessities?
I don't get around because I don't drive, because I can't afford a car, insurance, gas, house, and house maintenance.
Got you. And I think it's hard out here, and I'm sorry, and I feel you. I really do. I struggle a lot, too, sometimes. I can say that being in a place like that may take away all of those worries, wouldn't it?
Sure, man. Let me find me a little place where I can go lay down and die, man, and just sit there and go nowhere and have no worries and have no life and look at some crazy motherfuckers like me all day long and have them feed me some applesauce and fucking pears and have nowhere to go and nobody to come see me. Motherfucker, please.
I don't think a lot of these, there are a lot of positive outlets as of right now, other than you receiving a lump sum to try to, you know, better your day to day in a more positive way. Like, I understand your situation and it sucks. It's a horrible situation to be in. Your feelings are completely valid. They are completely 100% valid.
Dude, solutions, places, names, places. You can Google. I've been Googling, too. Let's go into a group home. I'm sitting there and say, hi, I'm John, and I'm going to live here for the rest of my life and die looking at strangers. And you can take money and throw all my shit out in the street, burn it, sell it, whatever. Fuck it, and y'all can, and everybody makes money but me.
Have you thought about, like, and this is just, not an actual, like, it doesn't have to be the actual scenario, but have you thought about, like, you know, and I'm not saying it has to be to us. I'm really just talking person to person here. I'm saying, have you thought about selling and then taking that money and putting it into a trust, so that way if you do go into a group home, they can't touch it?
Yeah, I need to put it in the trust. I've got money anyway. I need to put it in the trust as well. They're going to take it anyway.
Well, if you having some funds right now, are you able to use that to help with, like, day-to-day things if you move to a different location?
I've got a 401k. I've got stock. I've got money in the fucking bank.
Is there any reason why you haven't used it to help better your situation?
I haven't made a decision. I'm trying to now. And now to hide it from social services for food stamps and some other free fucking shit.
Yeah, I definitely get it. I know you're trying to hide it and put it away, which, I mean, I don't knock you for. If I was in your shoes, I could understand doing that too. With that being said, combined with the, like, if you do sell the home, would you have enough to receive in-home care at a different location?
I've got enough now of what? I wasn't clear, but $15,000 or $18,000 or whatever $1,000.
You mean
you have to have Medicaid in order to get that.
You're talking about, like, in a loan you were cleared for?
No, you have to have Medicaid to get a skill builder that'll help you fucking do your daily living activities.
Got you. And I'm assuming you make too much for Medicaid.
Not if I submit medical bills that I'd have to gather up and find.
Okay, so if you submit those medical bills, then you'll be able to get on Medicaid.
Temporarily, for you 6 months or something. Dude, I don't want to have to explain all that shit to you.
I know what you mean, and I know you don't want to have to. Like I said, I dropped the home, the talking about, you know, buying this or that. I really am just talking person to person because, like I said, I do feel for your situation, and I wouldn't wish it upon anyone. So I really am just trying to talk person to person. I don't know if you have a person to even talk these things out with, but it does help to even get together a plan of what's going on. Because like you said, you've been trying to move or consider a plan for years now, and I want you to get to a point where you can take action on whatever plan that is, and that way you can at least make this next, you know, point of life bearable for you. You know what I mean? I mean, can you understand where I'm coming from?
Dude, yeah,
Okay. So from here, I know you said you have some funds saved up. I know you've been entertaining all of these calls of offer after offer on your home, and in efforts to, like, you know, save up some money or even find a next place to go. You said you had been Googling, you know, places to go, this, that, and the third. Are you on a, you said $750 or around $700 a month budget right now? Is that including those extra funds that you have set aside to, you know?
Dude, I'm not going to be able to afford a regular apartment. I'm on fucking disability and a fixed income. In 2 or 3 years, I'll be on the fucking street broke. The whole point of getting disability was to get a place based on income that I could fucking afford that wouldn't go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. And you've gotten that disability, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotten that disability, and now you're on that waiting list. And I know that waiting list is...
I don't know what waiting list I'm on. I don't know which ones I'm on or if I'm on one. And then you got to fucking fill out forms. Then you got to have all your fucking documents and papers turned in. Then you got to email this and Gmail that and wait on and count 15 other motherfuckers.
Got you. Have you thought about, I mean, maybe not thought about, but are you aware that social services has case manager.
Yeah, I've talked to the lady that runs social services on a regular fucking basis, and social services does not help with fucking housing. I'm getting free heat, free gas right now, free fucking lights, and fucking free free fucking food, food stamps and some more shit, but it's not enough. And that's what I got to hide the money from them. What about social services?
Case managers. Those individuals.
They don't have case managers there. I had a case manager at District 19. That's what started this fucking fiasco 15 years ago.
Okay. And
I've been approved twice for fucking places, but I couldn't get all the fucking documents in time.
Okay. So, and I'm just throwing this out here. No young people that are, like, you know, more technically inclined to help with those documents around.
Not exactly, no.
Okay. How long did it take you to get approved before?
6 to 8 months. I got 5 out of 7 things, and I was going to sell the fucking house and give the house away and throw my belongings away. Go move into a little cracker box support apartment in a bad neighborhood so I can get robbed and beat. I got a lady right now who wants to give me $115,000 for this house right now. No questions fucking asked. Wanted the ticket last February, and I'm still making house payments with nowhere to fucking go.
I hear you. It almost seems like if you could get on the... I mean, I don't know if you still are on the waiting list for housing. You know, you said it takes 6 to 8 months. If you do...
Well, that's minimum. It's longer than that, mostly. And then it's a fucked up neighborhood. And they're not designed for single fucking people.
No. Yeah, no, they're not designed the best for anybody, really.
No, they're not designed for people that have a fucking house. They're designed for people that don't have a fucking thing.
Got you. So you'd have
so
to.
All you have to do is bring a birth certificate, a fucking ID. No, by having a house, I have to bring in 401k money, tax money, interest money, and everything else. 7 or 8 fucking things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been approved. I was approved in fucking Farmville for a place, but my buddy moved out of there, so that fell off the fucking table. That was 2 years ago. Got approved in a nice, quiet, all-white community.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a foolish move, wasting time with that.
Got you. Well, I would say the goal would maybe to be get approved somewhere else, but then have every duck in a row to make sure the paperwork is in. So that way you're able to at least know where you'll lay your
head.
You
don't think I know that, dude? Well, that's why I'm a fucking jerk the fuck out. That's why I'm stressed the fuck out, because I can't do this, and I don't trust. I trust the wrong people, and I'm not going to get taken advantage of anymore.
Got you. No, I agree. I mean, I can understand that thoroughly. I really think your best option, I mean, it pretty much is that if you don't want to no longer hide money and try to, you know, make something work with that. But if you have that 115, would you be able to put some in your pocket, or do you still owe a considerable amount on the house?
Oh, 78,000 on this fucking house.
78, got you. So that would put roughly about 35 in your pocket. If you went with...
Put roughly about 20 in my pocket after you pay all the motherfuckers like you along the way that got their fucking hand out.
Understood. I don't know if I'm personally that MF-er, but I get what you're saying. I truly can understand your situation. I know it's rough. Society isn't a place built for people to thrive anymore, unfortunately. So I would say, I mean, regardless of the offer that I give you, like you said, it's good to have your ducks in a row first. It sounds like you really were making the strides to do what you need to do to get out of there. You just needed help with the documents for the most part. Correct?
Yep.
Okay. From contact,
I don't have a case manager anymore.
I apologize.
I'm supposed to have 3 or 4 social workers, but they're dropping me and passing me around like a fucking basketball.
Got you. Have any of them talked about upcoming timeline to where you may receive?
I don't have any more to talk to, and there are no timelines because they do not handle fucking housing. They give me a fucking list of people to call, and then I call, and then that's it. And then how am I going to get there? Who's going to do all the fucking work? I can't do it all.
Could you take from some of the money that you have saved away to pay movers?
If I move, I'm not. There's nothing to take. I'll just probably leave everything in this motherfucker and walk. I gotta fucking get somewhere first. I had a guy look at it yesterday, an investor. Da 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 da. Stay where you are. You're only paying $300-some a month. Don't worry about the crack in the foundation, the fucked up heater, the fucked up air conditioner, the fucked up floor, the fucked up foundation. So everybody can nitpick it and find 73 things wrong with it. So you can knock your price down as low as you can, and then I can get as little bit of money as I can and get the fuck out.
I completely understand. I mean, I personally would not want to do that. We would try to be different. I don't know if you could even just tell from this conversation. I'm trying to come up with options, and I'm working with you, and I'm taking it while getting cussed out too. So, you know, I'm really here. So I understand. Now, when it comes to getting a place, getting to these places, There are options. I mean, to like down to I don't, regardless of not having anybody to take you, I think things can be arranged. There are, you know, Uber's a thing now, taxi services, all types of stuff. Even down to, like you said, the movers. If you hire a group of movers, they could take like the essentials that you want and you to the location that you so desire or you know, are helped out with next. So all of these are options. What I would like to work with you on this process, not just on the house, but on making sure that you are good as well. What I would need through the process for you to be able to work with me as well, and for us to be as positive as possible to make sure that you end up in a good situation. I understand that a lot of these other companies aren't going to do that.
No.
And that is an option that I'm presenting to try to be different, sir. And I'm not going to go through all the hassle of presenting numbers on numbers right now to you, because I think it's not even about the numbers. Like you said it yourself, it's about
That
where
one
am
was
I going
talking
to go?
120,000 and da 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 da. And he
It's
sent me
about
a
where am I
contract
going to
to
go? And
sign.
what am I
Then
going to
once
do?
you sign the contract, then we'll help you.
Trust me, I completely get that. And that's why I'm willing to at least put in the logistical work to make sure you're good as well. You know what I mean? And like you said in the beginning, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? I would like to help you with that and not just only worry about the home. Okay? Okay?
Yeah, like I said, Zach sent me a thing on Covina or something.
I know he has Mr. Russo, but I'm not Zach.
So
My
it's
name is
not true.
Jerome.
Well, it was.
My name is Jerome. It's nice to meet you.
I don't even see the document that he sent me. It must have went off my phone.
Mr. Russo, I don't know if that's the most important thing right now. I think the most important thing is you having a surefire plan and us trying to be of service to help you get there. Does that make sense?
Sure, man. We can talk all these generalizations all day long, Jerome, but at the end of the day, nothing's accomplished, okay?
Well, I think I'm able to go to the drawing board and help you in this process best I can. And I think ultimately it may take some time as well due to social work and all those different avenues. But at the same time, I would like you to hold on best you can in this process so that way you can get to a better place. And I'm not being condescending. I'm being very straight up. I'm being very level-headed. I'm talking to you person to person, Mr. Russo, even after being cussed out for the past 20 minutes.
Well, guess what? It's not going to get no better because there's too many problems and too many issues, and you don't understand what you're trying to get yourself into.
Well, my whole thing is if I come in with an attitude of it's not going to get any better, I don't know what I'm doing, then I may not get anywhere. You know what I mean? But if I come into this thing and try to
I
be
got a great
super,
attitude, Jerome. I'm on the fucking verge of killing
I'm not
myself
talking about you, Mr.
from
Russo.
this
I was talking
fucking
about
stress.
me.
You understand?
I wasn't
Because
talking about
you
you.
can give me
You
500
can talk
fucking
about me.
thousand dollars. It's not going to do me no good because I got two hands, one eye, no dick, and a fucked up asshole, and I'm fucked up in the head, okay? Because of the
Mr.
fucking
Russo?
stress. I have a finance and a real estate degree that I just wasted.
Trust me, I feel like I've wasted a degree too. Mr. Russo, I was talking about me, not you. Me. So I apologize if I offended you just now, but I'm talking
You haven't
about me.
offended me a lick. I fucked myself up a long time ago and got myself in this fucked up situation, and there ain't no way out of it.
Well, you never know. There may be some way that you just don't know yet. It takes us working together to figure that out, okay? So what I'm going to do is I am going to give you a call on Friday with my findings, some options, not of places to go, but even just a plan of action, okay? And I'm going to give you my time, energy, and effort.
I'm trying to find this other...
I think you're focused on a document when I'm not even talking about papers at this point, Mr. Russo. I'm just talking about what we can do. And I think that's what you've been looking for. And I don't want you to focus or go backwards on the wrong thing. I'm trying to look forward, and I need you to look forward with me, Mr. Russo. So, what we're going to do is look forward together, and I'm going to give you a call on Friday. And like I said, it's going to be around this time, around 3. And I'm going to try to work out a plan of action for you, Mr. Russo, because that's what I'm worried about more so than a home right now or purchasing anything from you. I think people have taken enough from you, and I'd like to try to pour back into your cup and set you up with a decent situation. So will you be able to expect my call on Friday?
Sure, man. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you as well, Mr. Russo. I appreciate that. And I'll talk to you later, okay?